For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's basketball team is Rachel Hadela, a sophomore out of Belleville, Wisconsin. And first of all, Rachel, congratulations. Your team is on a 7-game win streak, a great big weekend. How fun has this ride been for you guys?
Well, it's been so much fun. It's just given us more confidence each week we go into the games, knowing how good we are. So it's a huge confidence booster, and hopefully we can keep that going.
Well, take us back to Friday night. Your team was not missing much from outside the perimeter. 14 three-pointers, and you had one of them, and you normally don't shoot from outside the perimeter. What was working for you guys?
We were just moving the ball around, and when we were getting inside, they were collapsing in on the bigs inside, so people were wide open outside, and they were doing an amazing job hitting their threes, and, well, that led us up. That was a huge part that ended up, you know, adding another W.
Then on Saturday, you had one of your personal best games of the year, 25 points, 10 rebounds. You had 15 points in the first half on Saturday, your best game of the season, 25 points, 10 rebounds. What was working for you in that second game?
Well, the coaches said just go be confident in there. Just do what I know how to do. And I mean, if they collapse and help, then obviously kick it out. But, you know, if they're just playing 1v1, then go at them. And, well, that's what I did. And then if they did collapse, I mean, I have my teammates on the outside who are ready to hit threes again. So
your defense on this team has been spot on this season. I know a couple of times over the weekend, Minot went on some runs. How was your team able to turn that around and then take over on offense?
We just knew that, well, we had to get a stop. We have a score, stop, score mentality that we had to, you know, just get the stop, go down and score, you know, just get multiple stops in a row and then just go down and score. And we knew that was the way we were going to win and pull away. So when that happened and the momentum started turning for us, then, you know, that was a really big game changer.
Your team has 6 more regular season games left, one last weekend of home games. It doesn't get easy on the way out here. We've got St. Cloud this weekend. You've got UMD, who is undefeated, and Minnesota Crookston in that order. How do you prepare for each weekend knowing that the playoffs are right around the corner?
Each weekend, we just have to go in knowing how good we are and not playing down in any way, shape, or form. And we just have to go in, just do our roles. So I go in, do my job down low. And I mean, if they double, then I kick out and my guards will be there for the three. And we just have to go in doing our roles, play some good defense, control turnovers, and we'll be good.
Your team has the best record in the NSIC right now. You're 7-1 overall, 6-0 in the league, number one in the NSIC North. Is that sinking in yet that your team is playing so well?
It's definitely starting to sink in. I believe it was after you, Mary, is when we found out we were actually number one in the North. And, you know, after the game, we, you know, saw that and it just hyped us up for the next game. And I don't know, it's an awesome feeling.
Going into this last home weekend, I know last weekend you were allowed to have some fans in the stands. Each person on your team was allowed to have 2, whether it's parents or a guest. What was it like having people in the stands finally?
It was great. Just someone to cheer after they say, "And you're Bemidji State Beavers," and not just silence. It's great.
Well, and this weekend, with it being a home weekend, will your parents get a chance to come and see you play?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they always make the trip whenever they can. So most likely we've heard that we'll be able to get fans so far. Not 100%, but I'm pretty sure we do. But so, yeah, they'll be here for sure.
Fantastic. Rachel, what's it going to take to keep this winning streak going for you?
We just have to keep doing our roles, keep working hard in practice. And I don't know, if we keep, you know, getting the ball inside down low and then kicking it out for threes, moving the ball around on offense, I think we'll be very successful.
Rachel, thanks so much. Good luck this weekend. I can't wait to call some more basketball games.
Thank you.